The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Welcome back to another Home Field Advantage show. She is Teresa Autry with Expert Realty. She's on the left-hand side of the room, Tony Curry. She's doing fantastic. She's been a broker for nearly 30 years, 294-4210, 294-4210. What's your email address? You got a dot in there somewhere. Is it teresa.autry
at expertrealty@gmail.com?
Just search Teresa Autry. You'll find her. And we love having her on. And, of course, if you want to go back and listen to any of the previous shows, because everything's topical right now, I know, when's the interest rate thing? Is that? When did that already go? It's where we're recording the show on the Friday the 8th. When are they going back in for that?
Well, we just had our election.
Yeah.
And we no longer have Biden economics or toilet paper math.
Yeah.
So we should have some adjustments down over the next 30 days.
Okay, good. All right. So we'll look forward to that. And we talked about that on a previous show about what usually happens in an election year. So hopefully everyone, at least in this state, is up pretty happy based on the way the vote went. We got several things. First of all, I reached out to you last week.
Yeah.
I was walking my dog to us. I'm not going to mention the part of town because I don't want people to look at it.
I found this
area and I was like, and this is what Teresa is so good at. And I was like, the houses were drawn to me. They're like, walk up this hill. It was a little outside of my walking area with my dog. I thought, I'm just going to walk. And I just found this neighborhood. It was just talking to me, man. It was just like,
Didn't I tell you about the lady? I said, your soul will feel it.
Oh, it was just amazing. I mean, sometimes you walk in, you see beautiful homes and and I'm 58 years old. I've lived in 6 or 7 homes. And I just was like,
you got wrinkles at 58. And I got wrinkles galore, like the Grand Canyon on my face. You got no wrinkles. I don't want to hear it.
Well, I put a little glaze in my hair too. I was like, I got to live in this neighborhood. I got to live in this neighborhood, no matter what it costs. So I can dream. You know, I'm stuck in this house. I'm renting this house for the next couple of years. And I'm very blessed to be in it. But I called Teresa. I said, Teresa, what's up with this blah, 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 blah. And of course, we had about a 2-hour conversation and you got my dreams up. It's great to dream. It's great to look forward to. I do want to get into
information like literally seconds.
Oh, I know.
I was in traffic, but I had you like 2 houses and I was showing you stuff and I was giving you numbers and statistics.
I set those houses to my son and my son's like, what is this? And I said, do you like it? He's holy crap. This is cool.
Under
and I
was promise, like, over deliver.
I said, I'm not moving in yet. I said, but this is I can dream. Dad can dream. And he knows that every dream I've had, thanks the Lord above, my dreams aren't my dreams. It's the Lord's will. It's his Lord's dreams, but they've all come true. And I thank him that we're on the same page. So hopefully that'd be something that will happen. So you'll follow me through all those steps and we'll get to that. So I do want to talk about what you do need to buy a home today. If you had to buy a home or maybe a home from now, because I kind of forget it's been 20 years since I had to buy a home. And I bet you a lot of things have changed. A down payment, PMI, interest rates, credit scores. What exactly do you need? And then I will also ask you the percentage, which you gave me last week, which was really good. But what percentage of your revenue should be going into your mortgage so you're not house poor. So we'll get into that a little bit later on. But as we do this show and a lot of people start listening to it immediately, goes up a little bit later on the 8th and the 9th, we have Veterans Day coming up here on the 11th. And I know you love that day. I see the things behind you. And we wanted to dedicate the show to all of our veterans and our armed forces. God bless you. Thank you for all the work you do. Whenever I see someone in uniform, wear it proudly. And I thank you for it and from the bottom of our hearts. And our first responders, police officers, everyone else that goes along with that as well. But veterans for sure coming up on Monday. How do you guys specifically work with veterans?
Well, number one, I think I told you guys before that the owner is a veteran, and I have 2 uncles that have Purple Hearts, but I have multiple cousins in the military from Army to Air Force. I have 2 that are Navy SEALs, and they're really dedicated. One was never married, no children, because the SEALs life is really tough. And when one uncle passed away, he got the whole 21-gun salute. Wow. And I do have an uncle that was a POW. 3 years in Nam, and also the owner of the company, Eddie Harris, had a brother named Captain C. Scott Harris, and he's still MIA. And so the table behind me represents the military and I have a little poem that goes with it. It won't take very long, if it's okay, because this will tell you what every item signifies behind me.
Yeah.
Okay. And I hope I get through this, because I remember, like, I was very young when Ronald Reagan was in office, but he said that if we ever forget that we're one nation under God, freedom will be lost in a generation.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, our military is our fortress, and we want to make sure that we give the respect where it's due.
Absolutely.
So, here we go. These are the items behind me, and those who serve, who have served and those currently serving the uniformed services of the United States are ever mindful that the sweetness of enduring peace has always been tainted by the bitterness of personal sacrifice. We are compelled to never forget that while we enjoy our daily pleasures, there are others who have endured and may still be enduring the agony of pain, deprivation, and intermittent. Before we begin, we want to just explain, we will pause to recognize the POWs and the MIAs. We call to your attention the small table, which occupies a place of dignity and honor near the head table. It is set for one, symbolizing the fact that members of our armed forces are missing from our ranks. They are often referred to as POWs and MIAs, and we call them comrades. They are unable to be with their loved ones and family tonight, so we join together and pay our humble tribute to them and bear witness to their continued absence. This table set for one is small, symbolizing the fatality of one prisoner alone against his or her suppressors. The tablecloth is white, which symbols the purity of their intentions to respond to their country's call to arms. The single red rose in the vase signifies the blood that many have shed in sacrifice to ensure the freedom of our beloved United States of America. This rose reminds us the family and friends of our missing comrades who keep the faith while awaiting their return. The yellow ribbon on the vase represents the yellow ribbon worn on the lapels of thousands who demand with unyielding determination, a proper accounting of our comrades who are not among us tonight. The slice of lemon on the plate reminds us of their bitter fate. The salt sprinkled on the plate reminds us of countless volunteers of the families as they await. The glass inverted, they cannot toast with us tonight. The chair is empty, they are not here. The candle is a reminiscence of the light of hope which lives in our heart to illuminate their way home, away from their captors to the open arms of a grateful nation. Let us pray to the Supreme Commander that all of our comrades will soon be back within our ranks. And let us remember and never forget their sacrifice. May God forever watch over them, protect them and their families. You are not forgotten, so as long as there is one left in whom your memory resides. Amen.
Amen.
So I just wanted to let you guys know we have the bracelets that are copper and silver, and you wear these in memory of the MIA and the POWs. We also have little toy soldiers for children. And we have a male, female. We have them of all different branches of our United States of America services. And you can pick one up and pray for a soldier that's not returned.
There you go. You can. And where is your office at so they can pick those up?
We are right here at 3081 Warner Road, Suite 108. We're just right behind the, we're actually down the street from the Dreamland Barbecue. Mm-hmm. Corporate office. We smell them all day. We're right behind the police department, Burlington Coat Factory. So we're on Warner Road. And we're right down the street from Golden Corral. So, I mean, if you need lunch, we got McDonald's, we got Taco Bell, we got Burger King, we got Krispy Kreme. And let me tell you, y'all, I saw the funniest thing a while ago. I'm driving to go out to get something. And I kid you not, there was the cops at the Shipley Donuts. I'm just saying. I could not resist.
I was honored enough to come to your office last week and stop by and see you for a few minutes and meet some of your meet Tish and some of the fine folks that work at your office. So that was really, really nice as well. So stop by and see them. And of course, you can also call them 294-4210. That's Teresa Autry's phone number. Wonderful poetry, wonderful letter you wrote there. And of course, our thoughts and prayers go out to all of our veterans here. No matter when you're listening to this show, every day should be Veterans Day. So tell me about how you work with veterans in the past. I know there is a special place in a lot of businesses' hearts, particularly since your owner is a veteran and you have so much veteran leadership in and around your office. Well, this seems like such a great fit for you, but talk about how you work with veterans and what are some of the things that, you know, some of the challenges they have to bear in order to find a home that they can find, you know, comfortable enough, not only from the standpoint that, that they're in the armed forces, but also they're a little older and maybe they have some inefficiencies that they need to work through. The houses need to be certainly a little wider, a little easier to walk, navigate, things like that. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, first of all, veterans have, and I'm going to try to include this in one list.
Yeah.
So I will tell you what veterans need and what just the public's need. So make sure your driver's license does not expire. If they are near expiring, you have to get them before closing. Mm-hmm. It's not that the state gives you 30 days. The attorney closing cannot close with an expired license. So let's get your driver's license. Also, if there any kind of, because we do have foreign people that serve in our military. So we have to have your foreign passport and your DD-214. That's what's needed for the military because they want to confirm your service.
Okay.
And you have different levels. So if you've never used your military benefits, you get your DD-214, we turn that in. And of course, what you make determines the price of what you can afford. So say, for instance, if you're buying a house, I've had zero down payment. I've had the standard today's interest rate, and it's no limit. So I literally have closed a $500,000 house under VA with zero down at a great rate just with the DD-214. Now, they chose to pay other closings because the closing costs stand outside of the loan. Mm-hmm. So also, when you do a veteran's loan, the seller has to do some contributions. They're very small and minute. So just remember, also, not all veterans are disabled, but some are. So if they're still active military, they have, some of them have housing allowance. They can rent property. They can be in and out. Normally, they are very, very clean and efficient because that's their military mindset. Now, that is to buy a home. It's a very smooth process. It takes about 45 to 60 days. So don't be trying to rush nothing. If you build, we will guide you through the process. I literally will hold your hand until we get through it. Now, let's talk about some people that are out of the military, whether they have been, whether they're young or old, whether they have, and I call it a disability because somehow PTSD real bad, and who could blame them? I know one young man that lives in one of our apartments. He's only 20-something years old. He did 3 tours in Afghanistan, and he is mentally not doing well at all. He makes great money, but he also, you know, has some personal issues. We try to help people no matter what they're going through in life because everybody needs a home. And sometimes I know that also the owner is part of the American Legion, and he has helped get veterans' rents paid on rent and stuff. But we also have where they might rent, and sometimes they need special treatment. We talk to them a little bit slower. We listen to them. We work with them. Some are alcoholics and drug addicts, and we try not to hold that against them. And, you know, we often have to link them with a caseworker to help them with the mental aspects of getting through to be a more productive member in society. And some are in wheelchairs and stuff, and we have to make sure things are wheelchair accessible and also that there's proper bars and fire safety and all of that. So we do try to make sure on the front end, whatever your needs are, we can adjust or we can build it or we can find something that's going to suit you.
Wow, that was just a great representation of what you guys do and a great way to describe it. It's super good. And I'm assuming, I don't know how the military is paid. Does it make a difference whether they're still in the armed forces or if they've already served their 15 or 20 years or 25 years, whether they're going to serve and they're a veteran? And I mean, obviously, employment has a lot to do with that. But can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes. Number one, some of them who are still active get a housing allowance. So say if they're going to rent because they're going to move in a year, then we are very accommodating to allow them to rent a nice home. They are married, have children. And I've done this for years, like in all my subdivisions, I've had military families and I would help them here in Alabama, refer them to Florida when they got sent to a different post. We are very accommodating to that. And so what we try to do, though, is set them up on a 12-month situation. We discuss up front, are you active? Are you National Guard? Are you retired? Where are you at? What can happen over the next 12 months? And we discussed with the owner the same thing. We let him know, hey, this person's in the military. And, you know, if they get orders to go to war, then everything stops. And we accommodate that because that's the law, which it should be.
Sure.
They're fighting for our country. So we can sleep at night. So we can give them a little leeway.
Sure.
The other thing is, I will be honest with you, a lot of them marry. And if they don't have a wife in the military, we do have to take that in consideration, whether they have military, whether they have student loans, the spouse, whether or not they have kids, whether or not their debt to income ratio is all absurd. And we were talking about that earlier. And I told you the scenario that, you know, I got approved as a single mom for like a $400,000 house, but I'm commission only.
Yeah.
So no, I was not going to live in that. However, debt to income ratio for military is a little different. Some get paid on the first, some get paid on the first and 15th. I think now as they are retiring or leaving the forces and they've done their time, they get a few options. And I think it depends on whatever options they have. Now, let's say you've used your military benefits before. Then we get your DD-214 and we see what you're eligible for. So say if it's $500,000 and you used it on a $200,000 house, you may only be able to use that on a $300,000 house.
Gotcha.
And we will know that in advance. We're not going to surprise you in the end. We also will let you know all the closing costs. And I think I told you I have grants for militaries to help with that. It usually renews in January. So a lot of times it runs out before the end of the year. But I think our president is trying to address some of those things, because I really don't feel like we should have a limit. They, you know, you don't ever know what life is going to bring. So I don't want to force someone to buy a house between January and July.
Yeah.
You know, if the money runs out. So we just want to remind ourselves in that. $7,500 grant also does go for the policemen, firemen, teachers, and first responders, but not nurses. Yeah. So I just wanted to make that clear.
Gotcha.
There's other programs for them. So we just want to make sure we're informing the public. That's what this is about.
The show's called Home Field Advantage, HFA. I always get that confused because I always want to use your terminology. HFA, Home Field Advantage of Teresa Autry. She's with Expert Realty, and she is an expert. She's the expert broker. She's been doing it for nearly 30 years, 294-4210, 294-4210. We have a Veterans Day on November 11th. We talked a lot about veterans, and we'll always have you in our thoughts and prayers. Every day is a Veterans Day. I did something.
I wanted to be a veteran, but they wouldn't let me. I wanted to be a fighter pilot, but they said I couldn't see. And I said, what, 37,000 feet? If someone hits me, you got bigger problems. But they didn't find that funny.
Yeah. I think God placed you in your gifted job. I think he did a pretty good job with you.
I still think I would have been way better as a fighter.
You can still get a pilot's license and show us if you want. I'll go fly.
I'm blind as a bat, they said. They said they're not ever going to give me a pilot license. They saw the way I drive on the street.
It's hard to get it's hard to get life insurance when you're a pilot, too. I'm here to tell you. So I did something kind of silly last week, and I mentioned this. I was walking my dog. I'm not going to mention the neighborhood because I don't want anybody to look at it. And it just spoke with me, man. I was dreaming, because obviously I don't have enough money right now to buy the type of home that I was looking at. But it's a lot like looking for cars. I will never walk onto a lot unless I'm planning on buying a car. Because if you walk on a lot, anyone can buy a car. Anyone can buy a car, period. I don't care what your credit is or anything else. You can get into a car, and maybe not $100,000 car, $80,000 car. But if you want to buy a $30,000 car, just about anyone will sell you one. And so, you know, my kids are always like, let's go look for cars. I'm like, no, because I know I'll come home with a brand new car, and I don't want a brand new car right now. I've got a car that's paid for, and it's got 300,000 miles on it. And I know it's nothing I'm going to be picking up women in, but right now I don't have to worry about picking up women, you know? And if a woman has to have a man with a nice car, she ain't for me anyway. I digress.
It's about houses, Tommy.
Yeah, so I'm looking. So I started looking at a house. It's the first time in 20 years that I started looking for a house.
You were so excited, by the way.
I was.
Feel your aura.
Oh my gosh. I was walking 3 feet above the ground. And because I found this neighborhood, and it was like, this is just perfect. And a lot of older people live there, and nothing ever comes up for sale. And it was just so quaint. And maybe it's because I think I explained this to you. Maybe it's because it was the holidays coming. I could see.
No, it was just a good neighborhood. You got to die to get in there.
Yeah, it'd be beautifully decorated. It's got a great little path behind it. Again, I don't want to give too much information because I don't want anyone looking at it. And it's relatively new compared to, you know, some of the other homing projects that are around here. It's not an 80s or 90s thing. So obviously, right off the bat, I'm like, okay, I want to make a plan. I'm going to get together and make a 2-year plan. I think you have an idea of what I make. You're doing business with me. When you say to someone, hey, listen, your credit's probably in the 500s. You have no money saved for a home. But you're in a situation where perhaps you can start putting some money away every month because things are changing a little bit, which is exactly, I just described my position. How long do you normally tell someone, hey, listen, let's readdress your home buying issue in a couple of years, in a year? How's that change?
No, it's all about knowing your customer, because immediately if you notice when you called me, what did I tell you? I have a friend mm-hmm. who was building a house, who was getting ready to sell their house, and it's going to be about a year. Did I not say that like right off the bat?
You did.
And I said, there's only like one or two houses that ever come on the market there. I immediately sent you some to make sure you can look at the outside, but let's look at the inside. What's the quality? What's going on? And I knew for you, because you had told me this, and I pick up on what you say in conversations.
You're so
I don't
good.
Necessarily have to ask you all
Dude,
the questions.
She is so good right here. I mean, I'm telling you, I saw firsthand. I heard firsthand last week. She
because
called me like 10 minutes
you
later.
I wanted a studio. And so what did I tell you? I said, guess what? It's got a big room upstairs for a studio. And one had a whole downstairs area for a studio, because I knew that's important to you. You know, and I have people just in conversation, you have to learn to listen. Just because I talk fast don't mean I don't listen. But you have to learn to pay attention to and know your client.
Yeah.
So this is what I know, because, you know, I closed my company earlier this year and it cost me a lot of money and I was nervous about things. You know, my credit kind of took a ding. And anytime you're closing accounts, it still takes a ding, even if they're paid off. Anytime you close, oh my goodness, the worst mistake I made was closing my American Express card.
Really?
Boom, my credit went down bazillions. I should have just paid it off and kept the account, but I just paid it and closed it. Well, I was nervous, but I started paying a little bit extra on my car, on other bills. And what I noticed is in 60 days, my credit's gone up 117 points.
Wow. Just because you've been paying rather than pay the exact price.
Like on my car, I have a little bit of, for me, it's a high car payment. I didn't like it, but I had to buy it. And I bought it, unfortunately, at the height of the market where every SUV was tripled.
Yeah.
Nonetheless, it is what it is. So I just wanted to let you know that. And then on top of that, I ended up, I ended up not getting the best rate because I could only put down a little bit of the money.
Mm-hmm.
So with that being said, I dealt with the issue of that. And 1 second here, Sheree.
Hey, Owen.
1 second. Sure. It's okay.
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
Yes, ma'am. So we had someone to come in and pick up the key, and I wanted to do the podcast here so you could see the military.
It's perfect.
So
it's perfect.
That's feel free to cut that out if you need to, but
no,
this is real real estate every day, all day.
I love it, baby. I love it.
So what we did is, what I did is, say my payment was, and I'll just throw out a number, $385. I ended up paying like $500. And that did two things. Number one, it showed I'm paying my car payment on time, but it also showed I have the ability to pay a little more. Then it showed a third thing, that I was choosing to pay down the principal of the balance faster. So my debt to income ratio, because I took a huge hit, because I had several months where it just, if you're not feeding the machine, it takes a minute. And commission only, you know, you get nervous about stuff like that. So what I did is it also allowed me the opportunity for my debt to income ratio to think out. So it took about 100 days. And I'm still building, so I'm not going to stop now just because it's up higher. Yeah. I need to get to a whole different level.
Mm-hmm.
And, excuse me, when I went to check it, it had gone up 117 points, but my debt-to-income ratio is only 16%.
Which is for people who don't know what that means. What should it be?
Yes, that's where I was going to segue into. So FHA says less than 34%.
Okay,
but that's FHA. You're going to get a good rate. You can close to zero down 3%. You can get money from friends and family. It just has to be seasoned. And just like VA can receive money, it just has to be seasoned. And nonetheless, we want to make sure, though, for him and the people that sometimes you need to look at your options. Everybody is different, but yet we're the same.
Mm-hmm.
So we all want to buy a house. And a lot of those loans are backed by HUD. So HUD does not mean it's a foreclosure and it's cheap. HUD is the Housing and Urban Development. Okay. Dr. Ben Carson is over that now for the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason a lot of loans, about 97%, are backed by HUD.
Wow.
And that does, like FHA has limits. Now they're up, they're higher than they used to be. You know, you used to think, oh, you can only get a low interest. That's not the case anymore. I know people that's got an FHA loan at $300,000 houses. It's no big deal. What I do tell clients, depending on their situation, like with my new first-time homebuyers, save your money, put it into a savings account for when your air goes out. Save your money for when you need a new roof. Save your money. You do not have to fill up this house with stuff. Now, I know I hate to shop personally.
Mm-hmm.
I hate it. I used to give my sister money at Christmas to go to the Black Friday sales, and I would pay her extra just to shop and get whatever she wanted, and I was happy with it.
Yeah.
I'm like, I do not like to shop for cars. I will pick out a car I want. I will make a call. If you got it, that's great. We're going to sign the paperwork, and I like to just take the check or the loan documents with me. One-stop shop, I'm done. And that's what I try to be the client. I will hook them up. We have great loan officers, you know, that deal with this every day. And I'm not going to lie to you. I kind of test them. Like my son's going through buying a house, first-time homebuyer. And I said, tell me how this loan officer treats you. Because we don't have the same last name. When I got divorced, I went back to my maiden name. And so I will test them. Like I will say, do you treat people good? Or do you treat them, you know, are you returning the calls? Are you communicating with them? Are you communicating with me? You know, and because every step is a step to get you closer to home ownership.
Yeah. Okay. Great.
And so I will say with the rates though, you can get some really good rates today because as I told you, when I got into this business, there was no such thing as you had 80-20. And in 1997, they came out with a Flex 97 loan and we thought Jesus was coming back. We thought that was the best thing since sliced bread.
Yeah.
But today they have such a variety. Some people do want to pay 20, 30, 40% down because they don't want PMI. They don't want MIP. They want the lower interest rates. They want the fast payoff. My sister pays every other week. So you end up making 26 payments a year.
Yeah.
And that knocks almost 2-4 payments of interest off of you.
How about that?
So she's paid way down. Like she owes less than maybe $50,000 on her house.
That's super
and
smart.
She's been in it 10 years.
Yeah. And of course, a lot of people, I mean, if you got that money to do, that's wonderful. Some of us don't.
And that's fine. Yeah. You can pay just that little extra. If it's, say, if it's $1,800, pay the $2,000.
Yeah.
If you can, $200 is nothing. You can spend $200 on hair, nails, smoking, vaping, you know, all kind of luxury items. So just if it's 80-50, pay the $2,000.
Yeah.
And you'll be surprised at how fast it's that.
Teresa, fantastic show. We're out of time again, man. The show just
excellent.
Flies by.
Did I talk too much today?
No, man. I just love it. Home Field Advantage. We do the show every single week and I learn so much. And I feel like I could be a broker myself after I get off our show with you. Please list the show. It runs at least 5 days a week on TKR, Tony Curry Radio. We have 1,000 listeners on Tony Curry Radio, the app. Just get the TKR app. Mm-hmm. And of course, where people are picking it up mostly is on our podcast and right here on our YouTube channel. Just search Tony Curry Radio Podcast
or Home Talk. Show you something that I had done for us.
Oh yeah.
And I don't know if you're gonna like it or not, but I had new business cards done, right?
Oh yeah.
And so here's the front, which mm-hmm. looks fine.
Yeah.
It's what I did on the back.
Oh, look at you. That's good. Perfect.
You. So we're all over the place.
I love it. Tell people how they can get in touch with you, just like I did.
You guys can call me 205-294-4200 or reach out at teresa.expertrealty@gmail.com. And y'all have a great weekend. God bless America.
I love you, hon. Thank you.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.